This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jair Alexander is a free agent. The 7-year veteran, 2-time Pro Bowler, is on the move at the age of 28 years old. Now, Jeremy, what's wrong with Zaire?
I don't think anything's wrong
Jair,
with him.
I'm sorry.
I think attitude, that was
the
issue.
There you go.
But you know what, sometimes, and again, I don't know that he's been a problem guy in Green Bay. I know he's butted heads with coaching and even the front office on certain things. Some of that might be contract related. Some of it might be whatever, just disappointment in the team and how they're playing.
I heard it's philosophical. The way they're using him.
Yeah. So this is one of the best corners in the league, or he was at least 2 to 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I still think he has some ability there. And I think, by the way, the rumors about Jalen Ramsey and Alexander, I think the Alexander thing makes way more sense now that he's been cut. But the fact of the matter is, like, the Ravens still have some. I think Lamar would have to restructure, somebody else would, to make this work, because from my understanding, they have about $5 million total
right. That
they can use. But yeah, like, look, this guy can play, and the fact that Lamar has familiarity with him, and I'm not saying that matters as much.
I think it does matter.
But if he goes in and he says something, I think there's a likelihood that this team may go, okay, let's go get him.
I think it absolutely matters that Lamar has some familiarity with him.
Me too. As I've been saying that for like 6 months about picking this guy for that reason.
Well, for the trade, I'm like, I don't know if they'll trade for him, but now that he's a free agent, I think that makes it easier. I mean, if Lamar, think about this. The conversation that can be had. Lamar picks up the phone, calls Jair. Hey, man, you know, Baltimore's a good place to be. Jair said, okay, well, restructure the deal so I can get there. I mean, that's a different kind of conversation, man, nobody else is going to be able to have with him.
Right. Well, just restructure. I mean, he's been skipping OTAs and losing $750,000 every time he does it. And I guess, look, hey, what's $750,000 to a guy like me, right? But the fact of the matter, I wonder what happens with that, too. Like, what is it? Go ahead.
Alexander, he was telling me Alexander has missed 50% of his games since 2021.
Okay. The other part with the Lamar thing is skipping out on the $750,000. It makes you wonder, like, okay, do they just kind of say, hey, we know you're not coming, but we're not going to fine you? Does he really get fined? Is that a league issue? I don't know. But he does skip them every year. No worries because of it. But again, like, if you're going to restructure and work some money out, get some money up front, it has to happen at some point if you're going to make this work, because he's going to have too big of a cap hit to really try to build around him.
If I'm going to restructure, then I need some motivation. This is great motivation.
Yeah.
This is it. You know what I mean? Most players restructure when you know your team needs the money to sign somebody.
So
this is the deal.
If they get Alexander, do you think that's an embarrassment of riches in the secondary with getting Malachi Starks?
I don't know. Embarrass me. Embarrass me, man. I love to have that. But yes, the answer to your question is not only in that position.
You'd have 3 first-round cornerbacks, right? And 2 first-round safeties.
Jeremy, the roster is an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a damn shame they haven't won then.
It is. It's an embarrassment. The roster is an embarrassment of riches. I heard somebody on NFL Network say the other day, okay, The most talented roster in the NFL. Here's the Ravens. Now let's look at everybody else. Here's the Ravens. Now let's look at everybody else. The Ravens have the most talented roster in the National Football League. You go out and get Jair Alexander. Now you're just showing off. That's what you're doing. You're just showing off. That was an 18th overall pick in 2018.
It's unbelievable how this has all come together. And you look at some of the teams and just how your front office can make certain moves to draft so well and then be in these situations. We talk about it all the time because the Ravens are never really involved in free agency, right? Like, I mean, they're not. You'll see it every once in a while. Go sign somebody they want. But usually it's picking up a street free agent, someone that's been cut, or re-signing your own because they do so well in drafting. It always feels like something just kind of falls their way.
Derek Henry.
Yeah.
Fell their way.
The same thing. I mean, even going back, Derek Mason, getting him to come here when that happened at the end. I mean, more recently,
Anquan Boldin.
You could sit here and look at some of these moves. Steve Smith. These are all vets that come their way. It's interesting to see now that they're, if Jair Alexander can fall in their lap, and there's no guarantee he ends up coming here, but I think the Ravens have just as good a shot as anybody else.
I think they have a better shot than most.
I mean, you're going to a team that is going to have a chance to win right away, and then you're going back to play with a former teammate that, you know, best
was a factor.
One of the best players in the league.
He's a cheat code.
Yep.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, do you want him or Ramsey?
I told you. We've been discussing this for months. I've wanted Alexander for months because I thought the Lamar thing was a big factor. We have a guy who's, they were teammates. You know, I think that's a big plus for someone he's already familiar with.
Ramsey is the one who likes to sing and dance at the parties. You guys, nobody watch Nacho Libre, just me?
I have.
Anyway.
I have. We just don't quote it randomly like that.
I ate some bugs. I ate some grass. I use my hand to wipe my tears.
Oh, I tell those tears.
And call Nasi. Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But no, like it's exactly what you're talking about. The Ramsey thing. Ramsey's a phenomenal player.
Yeah.
We really haven't heard his name since he joined the Dolphins. He's not at OTAs right now. He's got that ridiculous contract. And both, I think cornerbacks end up being the lighter version of the wide receiver diva.
You think?
You know, like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of pride in that position because you're going to get beat quite often and you got to forget about that and come back out. So I don't know. I guess we'll see if they can get something done. But I think the right answer is Alexander, even though, you know me, I've always loved Jalen Ramsey.
Okay. This is not based on who I think is a better option. But I think Jalen Ramsey with the Baltimore Ravens is not Jalen Ramsey with the Miami Dolphins.
Right. We've talked about
it. Yeah, I don't think.
I'm not worried about his skill. I don't think he's the same guy
because you wanted Ramsey.
I want Ramsey.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I want Ramsey.
Yeah.
I think Ramsey's a different dude. You put that cat on this team, I think he,
you know,
raises everybody's level.
You know who he is? He's Kyle Hamilton.
Yes.
It's another.
Yes.
I said move him to safety too. I think he can't play corner. He can play safety now.
I think he brings everybody's level up. I think Ramsey's the type of guy that challenges everybody.
You
know what I mean? He challenges everybody.
I just worry
about
the finger point. He's so good that when something goes wrong, I worry about him being the guy pointing his finger at everyone else and not at himself. But I'll say this about Jalen Ramsey. Remember, when the Rams traded for him, they moved him to slot corner, and everybody's going, why are they doing that? Because he's so good in the run
everything.
Game.
Yes.
That
yes.
You can use him just like Kyle Hamilton was used.
Listen, dude, if I find out tomorrow they signed Jair, I'm good. I'm good. But if you ask me who I want, Jalen Ramsey is a different dude, man. I just think you sign him.
I want them both.
Everybody's on alert. Everybody's on it because, and you talk about the finger pointing. You don't think these guys know who he is when he comes in? They don't want to get the finger pointed at.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to step their game. I just think he's that type of dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.